This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden has announced an agreement with Intel to provide $8.5 billion in grants for making computer chips in the United States. Biden says his administration will also spend $11 billion on loans to build new semiconductor plants in four states and modernize existing ones.
Folks, it's about time. Even though we invented the most advanced chips, we make 0% of them today. 0% of the most advanced chips today. Nearly all manufacturing of leading-edge chips across the entire industry moved overseas to Asia years ago. That's why today's investment is such a big deal.
Speaking in Arizona Wednesday, Biden said that the projects will create 20,000 construction jobs and support another 10,000 manufacturing positions. Publicly funded programs on diversity, equity, and inclusion are now banned in Alabama. Kelsey Shelton of member station WBHM reports on the statute that was signed into law on Wednesday.
The legislation bans the teaching of what it defines as divisive concepts and says schools cannot sponsor programs that promote diversity, equity, and inclusion. It also requires universities to ensure students use bathrooms that correlate with the sex on their birth certificate. In a statement, Governor Kay Ivey says the law will stop bad actors from using taxpayer dollars to push their liberal political movement. The law is expected to have sweeping impacts on public universities. Many college students and advocacy groups have spoken out against the legislation. The NAACP says Alabama has, quote, failed our children. They say the law is part of a, quote, anti-Black agenda. For NPR News, I'm Kelsey Shelton in Birmingham.
A new Florida law bans sleeping in public spaces, including parks. The statute requires local governments to find places for the homeless to sleep. It also allows local governments to designate areas for camping as long as they are not near residential communities. European Union negotiators have agreed to renew a trade agreement, allowing duty-free imports of Ukrainian agricultural goods. As Terry Schultz reports, the new deal includes added protections for EU farmers.
The duty-free import of Ukrainian food products is one of the grievances which has seen European farmers paralyze cities throughout the bloc. They say prices on Ukrainian goods are so much lower that they distort the market. The new deal reached overnight in Brussels will add a mechanism to tax items including poultry, eggs, sugar, oats, corn, and honey if the market becomes flooded. Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal was in Brussels and thanked the bloc for the renewal.
We are grateful to our European partners for the agreement. It is extremely important for the Ukrainian economy.
Once approved by the European Parliament and EU leaders, the agreement to keep Ukrainian imports duty-free will last until June 2025. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
You're listening to NPR News. Two more former Mississippi police officers have been sentenced for the racially motivated torture of two Black men last year. Christian Dedman received a 40-year sentence, and Daniel Updike is serving 17 and a half years. That brings to four the number of self-described goon squad members sentenced so far. Two others still await sentencing. All six former officers admit beating and sexually assaulting the victims during a no-knock warrantless raid on a home near Jackson in January of last year. Former Nickelodeon producer Dan Schneider has released a video apology for his behind-the-scenes behavior described as being toxic. NPR's Eric Deggans reports that the issue is described in a new docuseries entitled Quiet on the Set.
In the video, Dan Schneider is interviewed by former iCarly cast member Boogie. The producer says watching the docuseries was very difficult.
Me facing my past behaviors, some of which are embarrassing and that I regret, and I definitely owe some people a pretty strong apology.
In the early 2000s, Schneider was a top producer behind Nickelodeon hits like All That and The Amanda Show. The docuseries featured former staffers and performers alleging Schneider demanded back rubs from staffers, marginalized two female writers, and placed sexually suggestive jokes in programs. Schneider apologized for the back rubs and some jokes, but noted his scripts were approved by Nickelodeon executives in New York and Los Angeles. Eric Deggans, NPR News.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.